At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Oh, we were off sync there, but...
No, I'll edit it to make it look like we're, like, so in sync.
Wow, the power of editing.
Just call me Justin Timberlake, little mama.
When you move to Miami, we have to, like...
Stop with
learn
that.
To be in sync. You know
I
what I mean? Because,
not...
like, we're going to be in person.
Ever moving to Miami.
Yes, you are. The psychic said it. Excuse me, guys.
Not my you Chick-fil-A again. Having Chick-fil-A. People were like, she didn't announce it at all that she was eating. And then like...
I did!
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like, guys, I haven't eaten and I had a migraine.
Oh,
I really did.
That's
have a
right.
Because
some people were like,
day.
I was just like not looking at the screen for a second. I look back and Kathleen has like an entire chicken sandwich.
No, and I'm literally ordering Chick-fil-A again because I haven't eaten today. And so I'm sorry, guys.
It's just, no, it's a mukbang. Come on. What's your go-to order?
Last time I had a chicken sandwich, I do love their chicken sandwich, but I just got some nuggets today because I felt like it was less complicated to eat, you know? Just
right.
Pop it in.
Yeah. I do like their nuggets, I must say. Sometimes their chicken sandwiches are really good and sometimes the chicken's like way too thick, and then if I think too much about eating chicken, then I can no longer eat the chicken.
Dude, have you seen the video of the girl eating her Chick-fil-A sandwich on TikTok and she squeezes it and the water comes out?
I did. Oh my god, I want to gag just thinking about that.
No, it was so bad. I literally ordered that chicken sandwich like 2 days after watching that video, but it really did disgust the shit out of me when I first saw it. I was like, what is that? Why was water shooting out of it? What the hell is that?
I don't know. And it does disturb me a little bit. I mean, I was vegan for 5 years, if you guys don't remember that, you know, brief journey.
I was also vegan for a long time.
How long?
Like 2 years.
Oh, I mean, that's long. You never
remember
cheated?
When I told you, I was like, oh my God, Jesse. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. I cheated one time at my birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabby from Alabama.
I remember.
Was also vegan at that time. And her husband walked into my house. Like, I was literally eating chicken empanadas secretly in my kitchen, drunk and like eating them. And Jordan walks in and he's like, I'm like, please don't tell Gabby, please.
No, yeah. The first time I ever ate an animal product, which was cream cheese. That's the first thing I ate after so many years. And
oh, wow.
I mean, I can't even lie. God, it was fucking good. It really was.
Man, cream cheese delish. Does hit the spot. You know that, like, growing up, I used to take a spoon and, like, get a big-ass dollop of cream cheese and then walk around and lick my spoon.
Oh, like that's a not weird at all. Like, that's totally...
Like a lollipop.
I could do that with sour cream, too, to be honest.
Oh, my God. That's more intense, I think.
But, yeah, since my vegan journey, I'm very, like... I do eat animal products pretty much every day, but, like, I just am very iffy about them. Like, the other day, I got a chicken wrap from a local place, and I swear it tasted chicken. Like, it tasted like chicken. And I can't have that.
Well, I mean, chicken is a little questionable sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
Sometimes I feel like at least 50% of the time.
Yeah.
When I cook chicken, I trim it till like there's basically no chicken left. Because like any weird piece, you're getting surgically removed. Absolutely.
Literally,
not.
My cousin Janine, she's a Virgo and she's mentally ill. And oh my gosh, she literally washes her chickens like 98 times before eating them. Like,
oh,
it's
as
crazy.
You should, honestly. I mean, you're not actually supposed to, but like, I get it. They're disgusting.
No, yeah. She's super, she like gags as she's making dinner for her family. It's crazy.
But then even then, I either have to dice up chicken into tiny little pieces or I have to like fillet it and then like smash it. So it's like paper thin.
Oh, yes. I agree. You got to make them like really thin.
Yeah. If I make like chicken cutlets, it's like 90% breading and like 2% chicken.
Yeah. That's what I like, honestly.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I like. I like my chickens to look like palomilla steak. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, yes. 100%. All of that to say, I once bit in, this was in high school, and I still remember it so vividly. I once bit into a McDonald's chicken sandwich, which honestly, if you order chicken at McDonald's or Burger King, it's diabolical. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's honestly, not real honestly. Chicken.
Dude, I will never forget pulling up to McDonald's one day. I was maybe in middle school or something, and I was with my brother in the car. My mom was driving, and we saw a huge sign that said, now made with real chicken.
Oh. Thank God.
I will never forget that day. The nuggets. Before? I'm like, me and my brother. Yeah, my brother were like, wait a minute. What the fuck was it made with before? Like, what the hell?
So I very don't want to say what I've heard that the McDonald's chicken nuggets are made out of. I mean, I don't eat McDonald's. That to myself. Oh.
You can say it. I don't eat McDonald's.
I used to see videos. Did I ever tell you that I boycotted KFC for like 4 years?
No.
Oh my God. You don't remember when it was popular in middle school to boycott KFC? All the celebrities were doing it.
But why? What was happening? Were they like horrible people?
There was videos that came out where like the facility where KFC chickens are like stored at or whatever, they were like stomping on the chickens and like doing really bad shit. So that came out and I shit you not, like all these celebrities boycotted KFC, which by the way, I think all of the places mistreat their chickens to be fair. But I was very much like virtue signaling because like I didn't even eat KFC before that. Like honestly, I was like, you know what? I am on board with this boycott. So I had the flyer from like a J14 magazine and I put it in the front of my binder so everybody knew what I stood for.
Wow, I'm so proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I wasn't boycotting because I didn't eat there. But like, you know.
Well, honestly, you had been boycotting all your life. That's pretty cool.
There you go.
You never contributed to that.
Exactly. And as Eminem says, if you don't stand for anything, you will fall for anything.
Exactly.
Who said that?
I think it was John F. Kennedy.
Okay. No, that's what I thought.
I have no idea. I literally have no idea. Girl, I thought Benjamin Franklin was a president. Don't be asking me who said that.
You know what? And you're so right. But also, back to my McDonald's story, I bit into a like crispy chicken sandwich. And when I tell you, a just gush of juice hit me on the uvula of my throat. Like straight shot me back. I gagged and I literally could never eat that again.
That is disgusting.
No, literally disgusting. That on top of the fact that one time KFC honey barbecue boneless wings gave me food poisoning. I mean, I just hate chicken from fast food places.
When did you eat KFC honey barbecue? I thought you were boycotting.
That was before the boycott, but it was when I was very, very young.
Oh, okay.
Like I never regularly ate KFC, but the one time I did. Oh my God, I will never forget. I literally vividly remember that day and I had this sharp pain in my stomach. And let me just tell you something. It is not fun to throw up mashed potatoes and corn. I'll just say that right now.
I really do like chicken. The mashed potatoes.
Though. Yeah, right. Exactly. I still eat them. The famous bowls are delicious.
Yeah, they really are.
Oh, I love them. It's like Thanksgiving little dinner. Like, come on.
Honestly, though, like the reason I would go to KFC constantly is because they had the best potato wedges. Like their fries were next level.
They're pretty good. Underrated. Not a lot of people talk about that. And more people need to talk about it.
They're really good.
Oh my God, guys. I'm so sorry. How rude of us to just start this very random, unimportant conversation without addressing the fact that everybody loves our new background and we're a big hit and we're going to be the next famous big Coca-Cola Roxy podcasters because of our background.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Guys, I'm so excited. I went through every single comment and I swear I only saw like one, not like it wasn't a negative thing about the background. Everybody loves the background, but only a couple people said that it was a little bit bright, like when they're like watching in bed. Like
I knew somebody was going to say that. Put your phone down like the rest of us. I literally watch so many videos to go to sleep. And when a video is bright, I just like turn it and I just listen. Why are you watching it in bed? You know?
Oh my God, no. I just put the brightness down on my phone.
Or that. Come on. I knew somebody was going to say that though.
I want to watch. Really?
Yeah, because we had that same issue with Do We Know Them, because Do We Know Them used to be a white background and people were like begging us like not to have that because they're like, ah, my eyes. But then also at the same time, big difference between white and like baby blue, I feel.
No, totally. I don't think it's totally super. I think it's actually perfect. And all the little details, you guys loved all the little details. Like right here, it says episode, which today is episode 18. Hello, guys. We are 18 episodes in. How amazing is that?
I appreciate people liking the little details. It's definitely more work. I'll say that. Come on. It's a little bit more work to just make everything like, oh, you know, the video assets. When we go to a video asset, the mouse goes and clicks on the video assets and things like that. It's a little bit more work. Come on. But it's so cute. It's worth it.
That is a little bit. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. That's definitely a lot more
totally
work.
Fine. Don't even worry about it. Come on.
You know, Talia gets these ideas and she just runs wild with them. You know,
she's also mentally ill. What can we do?
Yeah, she really is. She really, oh my God. Which, speaking of the background, I love that you have. We didn't talk about this on the last episode, but like the little Game Boy thing or like controller, not a Game Boy, it's a controller, is like Jesse's gamer tag.
Oh my God. My cousin Benji messaged me so concerned. He was like, are you sure you want to have your gamer tag up on the podcast?
Why are me and Benji the same person? Because that's immediately what my first thought.
Well, so there's two things. I mean, you can't really do much with my gamer tag. Like you can like request me on like games and then I just may not like answer.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You don't have like any ad address or anything like connected to that. That would be weird. Why would I say that? I don't know. What am I saying? I don't know what I'm saying. I just always go to worst case scenario. I always go to the worst case scenario.
And I mean, I also told Benji, I'm like, there's probably some gamer girl or gamer boy like crossover, but I also don't think that our audience is like hardcore gamers that are like gonna stalk me through my gamer tag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
Probably not. I mean, I've said my gamer tag on Do We Know Them a million times. A bunch of people added me on Fortnite. And like, I've played with subscribers and everything.
Jesse literally plays Fortnite with subscribers all the time. It's crazy.
Okay, not literally, I don't. But like, yeah.
You have. You play with Louis.
Well, I play with Louis, yeah. But like, he's, you know, come on. It's Louis. Like, we've known him for years.
Oh my God, is his name fucking Louis? And I've called him Louis my whole life.
Yeah. Literally, you know how I found that out? We were playing a game. And then Alex was like, is it Louis or Luis? And he's like, it's Louis. But like, everybody says Louis. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I have called you Louis for like 3,000
I literally
years.
Hate myself. I talk to him all the time on my TikTok shop lives. Okay, he's always there supporting. I love him.
It's okay. And it's okay. He doesn't mind. He's so sweet. Come on.
Luis.
I mean, come on. He's a Latino king.
I'm sorry, Luis.
You know what it is that we've known a bunch of people named Luis, but even though we're Hispanic, they pronounce it Luis. So like, I just never even thought to think Luis.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is spelled Luis. I should have known better.
It's spelled Lewis.
No, isn't it with like an O and a U or something?
No, his is L-U-I-S. That's Lewis, okay, I thought.
Then you know what? You know what?
But now you're taking back your apology.
How would we know? How would we know? Their name is Lewis.
Come on, Lewis. Literally. Lewis. Yeah. You should make your screen name like how it's pronounced. Like L-O-O.
Exactly, come on.
And then E-E-S. Luis.
Oh, like how it came, okay, right?
Exactly. For dumbos like us.
But also, I just thought that was so cute. I love the little messy Jesse thing. And also that mine says cat's smut, which I saw you guys like point out that it was so funny. But speaking of that, I just wanted to mention this because I got a comment the other day. We got a comment the other day on the JK podcast TikTok.
About how horny you are?
About my sex. Did you see the comment?
No, I'm just guessing.
Oh, the sex demon story. Oh, somebody commented and was like, everything with this girl is so sexual. What happened to her in her marriage? What the comment said. Yeah.
Well, first of all, she's always been like this. Literally.
I've always been like this. But it was so funny. Like I responded and I was like, relax.
Right.
That's all I said. I was like, relax.
Come on.
First of all, relax.
Literally,
because I have literally had sex with 2 people in my whole life. Okay, people are acting like I'm a deviant whore, like literally Phantom and my ex-husband. Okay, right. I'm not like this like whore hooker, but I'm like sexually open and I talk
Aquarius.
About it.
What can she do?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
I like to talk about it. It's fun. It's liberating. I like sex stuff to talk about, you know. And that's okay.
First of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with adults talking about sexual things. I don't think that sex should be so like taboo and weird and uncomfortable. Like, who cares? We all are, you know, sexual beings, or even some people who are not sexual beings should know about how other people feel to like even identify. I just feel like literally being open about sex is good for everyone. And I think it's healing the
world. I agree. Nothing happened that was like traumatic in my marriage that made me so sexual now. Just letting you know.
She's literally always been like this. But like,
yeah, I've always
been. In theory, like just the way you talk about it, not the way you execute your life. You're not like, you know, jumping on dicks left and right.
I'm literally the shyest, weirdest. I don't like strangers or boys. Like, I don't even like, I don't talk to them. So like, I can't have sex with them if I don't talk to them, you know?
Right. Well, that's true.
Let me just like read my smut and talk about it. Okay. God.
I'm so glad we addressed that. That's very important.
Thank you. It was weighing heavy on my heart.
I could tell.
Yeah.
And also, this is not a kid's show. I just want to say that. So it's like, it's okay.
Right.
We talk about whatever here. Put your headphones in if you're around your children. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Anyway, do you want to talk about how you did not, purposefully, might I add, did not invite me to go see Sabrina Carpenter with you, even though I live literally 2 seconds away from where you watched her?
Oh my God, that is actually so funny. So I had, it's so funny. It's so funny because I just came back from Nashville, which I definitely want to talk about because I found it to be a glorious place. I loved it so much.
What did you do?
So much. And I thought of you because like me and Annie were waiting for like our Uber and we saw a group of belligerent drunk bicyclers. You know, like the people on the bicycle, like me. What you said on the no, literally. And then the girl driving the bicycle, she was lit. Okay.
No.
I don't know how that's not
legal. Not the accusations of drunk driving.
No. Maybe she wasn't lit, but she was having the time of her life. Like,
no,
she was,
they
like,
get into it. The host singing. Are like,
she was
very
so
into it.
No. She wasn't a fantastic host. She was screaming the lyrics. screaming them.
No part of you wants to be on a bike like that?
No, honestly, I saw it and I felt the vibes and I loved it for them. And I was like, damn, they're having a fun. But I would never want to do that.
Really? That's so interesting.
Exercise and drink at the same time.
How many times do I have to tell you you don't have to pedal?
Well, then I feel like I'm just like not helping out the team if I'm not pedaling.
No, the fucking thing moves by itself as a motor.
Oh, that's right. You did say that.
I did say that.
You know what? Then maybe, wait, and do they serve you on there? Like,
yes.
Or you have to bring your own drinks?
You bring your own drinks, you know, and they have a cooler, and then they hand you your drink whenever you want one.
You know what? I might try that next time I go to Nashville. Okay, you know what? That's what I'm saying.
When are you going?
Do I get an invitation that time?
Only if I'm lucky.
guys, listen. I totally would have taken Jesse with me. Okay, so this is what happened. I got an email. Well, no, let me start in the beginning because this is just so crazy how I literally manifested this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I literally manifested this. Okay, so when Sabrina Carpenter's tour, like, you know, I couldn't get any tickets. We had talked about that. I was so sad that I couldn't see Sabrina Carpenter. I'm obsessed with her. I love her. And the only two people in my life that I know are obsessed with Sabrina as much as I am are you and Annie. Literally, you and Annie are the ones. However, so months ago when she reopened like the extra dates of the tour, and I was like, we have to go to Nashville because it's right there. It's like a 2-hour flight. Like, that she wasn't coming to Miami, so the closest place was Nashville. Me and Annie tried to get tickets, sold out immediately. We couldn't get any tickets. We were devastated. We were on that computer for like hours. We were so devastated. So when I got the email, I got an email come in through my phone like a week before her concert and was like, hey, on behalf of Ulta Beauty and like the Sabrina Carpenter Sweet Tooth perfume, like the brand, we want to take you to the Sabrina Carpenter concert, whatever. I actually lost my mind, but I immediately had to send it to Annie because me and Annie were trying to get Nashville tickets together. Imagine I just show up to the Sabrina Carpenter concert with you and Annie's like, well, what happened to me? We were going to go together.
No,
you know,
listen,
I couldn't do that.
I have very complicated feelings about this. I understand what you're saying, of course. And like, I already saw Sabrina Carpenter in her Short and Sweet tour.
Concert.
Of course she didn't sing her new songs there. Of course she did. Because they were
in, yeah, I mean, you did miss yet. Tears,
House Tour,
Man Child,
Go-Go Juice.
Go-Go Juice. She sang Go-Go Juice. Oh my God, it was so good.
So, you know, there's a few things I didn't witness.
So yeah, you missed a few of the Man Child songs. Sure. But you got to experience that already up close and personal. Come on.
Well, just by definition, no, I haven't experienced quite exactly what you experienced. And I certainly did not experience Olivia Dean opening for Sabrina Carpenter, you fucking bitch.
I will say that was like almost as exciting as seeing Sabrina Carpenter. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I am madly in love with Olivia Dean. And let me tell you, she is incredible in person, guys. Her voice is, I mean, you could tell in her music, but like in person performing live, she's unreal. She's unreal.
Amazing.
So glad you missed that, honestly. Wish you could have been there.
I mean, honestly, I'm very happy for you and Annie. I am.
It was
it's hard for me to you know, swallow this pill. I literally live 4-hour drive, 36-minute flight from Nashville.
Oh my God, it's that close?
Yeah, it's close, mama. It's real close. It's right there. A hop, skip, and a jump.
Wow. You should have met us up.
Shut up. Don't say that. Don't say that. No, literally, I am happy for Annie. And she had never seen Sabrina Carpenter. And you guys were planning on going. And like, I totally understand. It doesn't change the fact that it absolutely rips my soul to shreds.
No, literally. I had sent her the email first without, because I was like, oh my God, look at the email I just got. She's like, if you don't take me, I will kill myself.
Yeah, I did say that. And then she's like, oh, I already told Annie.
Shit.
And I was like, oh, I'm so happy for Annie. That's amazing. No, Annie looks like she had such a fun time.
Oh my God, it was so good.
No, yeah.
We had the best time.
I love that. And everybody deserves to see Sabrina, you know, at least once. But my question was, where were you trying to get tickets? Because they were selling resale tickets, like SeatGeek had tickets.
Yes, but it was resale tickets.
So it's more expensive than the regular ones, like double.
Yes.
Yeah.
Astronomically more expensive. And Annie was like, God, we cannot, like.
Yeah. When I saw Sabrina, I paid $600 a ticket and we were not even that close.
That's not bad.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
That's not bad.
Pretty bad.
Oh, you weren't that close?
No, it was like a good seat. Like it was like the section 100s or whatever. Like it was a little bit up from the floor.
Bro, that's close.
Yeah,
it
was pretty close. It was pretty close. I liked my seats.
I was literally off to the side. I saw the back of her head the majority of the night.
I will say, for them to invite influencers and do a whole booth around her perfume, they might have gotten the worst suite in the house.
No, they... okay. First of all, I don't want to sound ungrateful. I sound like an asshole.
I
don't want to sound ungrateful because the top two concerts I've ever had the most fun at were Sabrina Carpenter and Harry Styles. Harry Styles changed my life.
That concert is so random.
My God, it was incredible.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our amazing sponsor, Blissey.
Which, guys, we absolutely love Blissey. We've been using Blissey for a while now. And honestly, their silk pillowcases, all of their silk products in general, are a game changer.
Yeah, honestly, within weeks, I noticed a big difference in my hair and my skin. But not only that, it just feels so much softer to lay on. I like bury my face in it while I'm sleeping.
Honestly, I've noticed that it remains cold. Like your pillow stays cold.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't even have to flip your pillow. You know how you used to have to do that to get a cold side? No more. And Blissey has a bunch of different products to choose from. They have their pillowcases, but they also have like sleep masks and bonnets. They even have a pillow mist, which is very lovely.
So good. We kind of talked about it last time. It is a great pillow mist. I use it on all my bed sheets and everything. I'm obsessed with it.
And they have over 99 colors available, including a new Wicked and a Harry Potter line. So get on that, girl.
Oh, damn. I need that Harry Potter line.
And honestly, in my experience, the silk really makes a difference over satin. I used to use satin products, but every single time I washed them, they would pill up really bad and I used to have to shave my pillowcase. And yeah. I have washed my Blissey pillowcase a million times at this point and nothing, no pilling. And Blissey was voted best gift of the year for 2024. So with the holidays coming up, you know, you might want to get on that.
It is such a good like luxury gift.
Yeah, you know? For sure. So if you guys want to try out Blissey for yourself, because you're a listener, Blissey's going to offer you 60 nights risk-free, which is amazing, plus an additional 30% off when you shop at Blissey.com/JKPod.
That's right. That is Blissey, Blissey.com/JKPod, and use code JKPod to get an additional 30% off your skin and hair. Well, thank you.
And thank you so much to Blissey for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
And like, I haven't had that much fun. I was with Maria and my friend Annie, and it was just, it was the best vibe ever. So I honestly don't care. Oh my God. Could have been literally.
I thought you were talking about the Sabrina concert. I was like, Maria, why did Maria get to go? I was like, you got plus
two.
Oh
no, I mean, I am talking about Maria, but Maria was invited. She's an influencer. She was invited to this event.
Oh my God.
I'm saying like, she's a fellow like perfume talk girly. And like, we were there hanging out. I'll get to that. But anyway, it doesn't matter where we were. Honestly, I could have been underground and I would have just like hearing it as an echo. I would have been fine. So I was super, super happy. But yeah, it was, considering it was the Sabrina Carpenter booth, like her sweet tooth booth. You know what I mean? It wasn't like her booth, whatever. It was like her perfume brand. It was the last suite all the way at the end. It almost wrapped around to the back. I couldn't really see the screen that like you see her up close because it was like I was literally right next to it. So it was hard to see for sure, but I still had the time of my life.
Yeah. And the other influencers that were there, like there was a lot of them, like you filled the whole suite.
Yeah, we filled up the whole suite. They were really, really, really sweet. A lot of them I didn't recognize. I didn't know who they were, but I don't know if I'm just like a super fan of Sabrina Carpenter, like me and Annie and Maria, that we were just like standing up the whole time screaming the lyrics and like singing, and they were all just like kind of just sitting there.
That's who I lost my ticket to, huh? I see.
Yeah, you did.
No, literally, you don't understand Feral until you see me at that Sabrina Carpenter concert. I have never in my life screamed at a girl like this. Like, I literally...
No, we were Feral.
Oh my God, when she did her Juno pose, which like wasn't even all that exciting in Atlanta, I literally was like... Like, I literally lost my mind.
Dude, her Juno pose was very, very PG-13 when she went to... Night One, because her parents were there. Like, she was like, hi, my parents are here. So I think that's why. But she literally was like, have you ever tried this one? And she just went... Yeehaw, that's all she said.
Yeah, she's so fucking cute.
Her Juno pose for Nashville Night 2 was so cute.
It was iconic. Yeah, the one where she did the little Wild standoff West thing. Oh, yeah,
it was really so cute. I will say, I loved our Nashville Night 1 outfit that she had on, like more than Night 2. I was obsessed with her little like bandana.
Sick and tired of TikTok though, because every comment section under her outfit, like the reveal of it, people are like, it looks like a mitochondria. It looks like a like blood and like a uterus. Like that's, I'm like, that is clearly like bandana fabric. Like, what are you talking
about?
Are
you joking? It was epic. It looked amazing. It was
literally
fantastic.
Stunning. But then her hair the second night was like so fucking cute.
I do like her hair more so the second cute. Night, I will say. It was just so damn cute. And I know that you missed it because you didn't see it, but her performance for Tears, wow, it was really epic.
Why did you have to say it like that?
I'm so sorry. Well, you know what? She's going to have a man child. She's going to have a man child tour and we're going to go together.
Oh, no. We're going together. Oh, that's for sure. Yeah. I don't care how much the tickets tour, are. Do you understand?
We're going.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Like, oh, you have a shirt?
Oh my God. I bought the Sabrina that says like Nashville on it because it said Nashville.
So cute.
I went all out on that merch. Her merch is adorable.
Everything anyway, she does is adorable.
No, everything she does. Even like her laugh. You know what's crazy? It really fascinates me that she's not only like really pretty, gorgeous, and stunning. She's like wildly talented.
I know. She's got it all.
She can sing so well. Like, it's not just like, no, like, she was out there like, like, big time.
Right.
Singing. Okay. And dancing away. Like, she's such a good little dancer.
No. She is amazingly talented. And I don't know how short your show was, but like, our show was like pretty fucking short. Yours was probably longer, huh? Because she added songs.
No, I think that maybe she like took some songs out of yours or something, and then because ours was pretty short too. She had like 20 songs.
Oh, I don't remember exactly how many she had, but yeah, she fucking puts on a show, and she looks like a little Polly Pocket. She looks like she floats across stage.
No, it's literally so cute. Oh my god, House Tour, that was the other song that she did, and she was so cute. I loved it.
Devastating. What was I gonna say? Honestly, the top two concerts I've ever been to are Sabrina Carpenter and then Kesha. Kesha's concert.
Oh my god, I remember your Kesha.
My life. Literally.
I remember your Kesha concert.
It's one of the best things really in my loved life. It. No, literally. Not joking. Anyway.
That was amazing. I used to love Kesha so much.
I wasn't even like into her new music, didn't really know much about anything. It was just like there's certain vibes to concerts that just feel so magical and magnetic.
I agree. Dude, Kesha was my wallpaper in high school, like her glitter face. Like, she was my wallpaper.
God.
I loved Kesha so much. But dude, I truly, guys, whoever's from Nashville, I love your city. I love your city.
Really?
So much. And I was only there. So I landed the night before the concert. We landed really, really late at 10 p.m. They tried to book us at the Gilmore Hotel, but then it was super packed and like fully booked. So they were like, we're going to have to book you in this bed and breakfast. And it ended up working out. It ended up being 10 times better because I had the most glorious golden retriever dog as the host of the bed and breakfast. Oh, and she would wait for you every day. Like, she would just wait for you. She was so amazing. The owner of the house, he was a very, very sweet man. The house was built in like 1919, but it was so funny because Annie, I thought that I was the biggest pendeja I know. Okay. I thought I was the biggest chicken shit. Annie could not sleep. Annie thought that the house was haunted.
No. Were you there by yourself or was it like a multi-room situation?
No. Me and her shared one room. And then the only other like perfume talk influencer that was in the bed and breakfast was Maria that was upstairs. But like, it was just me and Annie, whatever. And like, you would walk and it would be like, yeah, like creaking.
Right.
She was
old.
Yeah, it's old. So she was like, oh my God, they're haunted. What is that noise? I'm like, it's just people walking. It's just like, oh my God, no ghost here.
How do you manage to have so many crazy people around you? Like every one of your friends, including myself, we're all just fucking insane.
Honestly, because birds of a feather, you know what I mean?
You know what? Yeah, I do know what you mean.
You think normal people want to be friends with me? But besides that little like bed, that neighborhood that we were staying in, we walked. It was a 45 minute walk to Biscuit Love in the morning, and we walked, and it was beautiful.
Oh, of course. The weather was amazing. Oh, I'm sure you did.
Oh, you know. You would have given me shit. You would have been like, no, bitch, we are Ubering to Biscuit Love.
It depends, okay? The reason why I didn't want to walk to the entrance of fucking Universal was because we had to do another 20,000 steps that day at the park. So I don't want to do additional walking I don't have to do. But if it's like a cute, brisk walk moment, then I could do that.
It was so cute. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, we got to Biscuit Love, we ate, and then we just like walked to Broadway, and we were just like walking up and down. So we did a lot of walking that day.
I think I ate at that place that you're talking about.
Biscuit Love?
I think
Biscuit
so.
Love? It was good, but it doesn't hold a candle to George's biscuit sandwich.
Oh my God. You mean the one that doesn't exist anymore? Get over it. It's over.
I am so sad. I am so sad, guys. Yesterday we were texting with my friend Stephanie, and she's like, hey, did your travel agent tell you that if you stay on property, on the hotels on property, Georgia residents get a discount at restaurants? And I was like, what? I started to freak out. And then I realized, I was like, oh wait, I thought she said if you stay on property, you get discounts to Georgia's wine bar, not Georgia residents. I'm like, wait. She was like, Kathleen, for the love of God, it's not that good.
It's literally not that good.
No, but it is. I'm telling you, that biscuit sandwich, which you guys would never know now, but like, as I was eating my biscuit at Biscuit Love, I was like, oh, I wish this was George's biscuit.
I'm interested for you to eat at George's now that your favorite biscuit is gone, and what you currently think about this, you know, the state of affairs happening there, and if the Dole Whip mimosa is enough to keep you afloat.
It is. It really is. Wasn't it amazing?
It was amazing, but I also just felt so violently ill after that. I don't know.
Well, that's because you were so full off of the biscuit sandwich. It wasn't because the mimosa slays no matter what.
Right. No, it does slay. I must admit.
But she did mention that the new brunch menu was like superior and really, really good. So I'm going to go. When you go to Disney, I'm going.
She literally has to say that.
Why would they remove the best thing off the menu? It makes no sense. It has to be because they're replacing it with something better.
Right. No, you're still right about that.
But anyway, back to Nashville. So we walked to Biscuit Love, and then we walked down the strip on Broadway. And oh my God, I wish that we could have hung out there longer, because we had to meet the whole team at 3:15 because we were going to Ulta first. Like, we went to go do the Ulta like perfume sampling and blah blah before going to the concert. So we could only hang out on the strip for a couple of hours, but I loved it so much that I told her, I'm like, listen, we are gonna take down Red Bulls at this concert. we're going to take down the Red Bull because we are going back to Broadway when we get out of here. And that is exactly what we did. And we closed down the Post Malone bar. Like, we stayed there until it closed.
Are you serious? Doesn't it close like at fucking like 2 a.m. or something?
It was 2 a.m. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
It was amazing because also it was a Tuesday night. So it wasn't like, I mean, there was a bunch of people there, but it wasn't like you couldn't walk. Like, I'd imagine how it is on the weekends. But the it's called Posties. The bar, oh my God, the energy, just like the people. Also, I don't know if it was because it was Sabrina week or what, but man, there are a lot of attractive people in Nashville. A lot.
Oh, really? Like locals?
I don't know. But I saw a lot of hot people.
You know, I actually didn't even go inside of Posties, but I do know like every single bar has live music.
Yes. And it's wonderful. Like the Kid Rock bar had the best music ever.
You went to the Kid Rock bar? I refused.
Oh.
Refused.
It had the best music. What do you mean? It was fantastic.
I literally was like, I'm not stepping into this motherfucker's bar.
Why? I mean, who cares about him? The music was great. I loved it.
I went next door to it though. What was her name? Miranda Lambert's bar is like right next to it.
Oh, you see, like her, I don't really care for.
What's her name? The one with the bell bottoms? Lainey Wilson. Yeah. Her bar is super cute. Like if you go upstairs, she literally has pants with like flared bell bottoms, like hanging next to like a bunch of disco lights, and her like bell bottoms are.
Wait, what was her bar? I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's Lainey Wilson's bar. Yeah.
What's it called?
Lainey Wilson's bar. I think
I completely missed that. What the hell?
Yeah, and then I know Jelly Rolls. I think you could get tattoos done at Jelly Rolls bar.
Oh my God. I didn't go in there either.
I didn't go into Jelly Rolls. Don't you feel though like it is a very like alcohol centered place? Do you agree with me on that?
Oh, I mean, hold on. It is an alcohol centered place if you're going to Broadway. Like if you're on the strip, right, and you're going to Broadway. Yeah, it's like it's kind of like a country Vegas where it's like everybody's pachanga all day.
Exactly.
But I will say in the little neighborhood where I stayed in the bed and breakfast and like people walking their dog and like smiling older people, like it was so sweet. The Wi-Fi password. You want to know what the Wi-Fi password was
now at
the
bed and breakfast? Giving it away. What was it?
Bless your heart.
I mean, okay.
If that's not beautiful, I don't know what is.
Isn't that like an insult in the South?
Oh man, don't tell me that.
Yeah, when you say like bless your heart, it means like you're an idiot.
Oh, like bless your heart, you stupid idiot. Yeah,
literally.
I can see that.
Literally.
I didn't take it like that.
And that's all that matters. Perspective is everything.
Honestly, I had a great freaking time. You know what's funny about the Miranda Lambert bar? She has a giant poster when you walk in that says something like, you can take the girl out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of the girl. I'm like, girl, we're in Nashville. Like, what is that? That was so random. It's huge when you walk in.
I don't remember seeing that. I do remember the 20 million flights of stairs in that bar. That was treacherous.
Yes, it was. I like peeked in. I was like, it's super cute and pink, but like I just kept it moving, you know?
Oh my God. When I went to the bathroom there, some poor, unfortunate soul had taken the biggest dump of her life. And literally, I was like, damn, it smells in the bathroom. But then when she came out, I realized it was my stall. So I had to super smell it.
Oh, I thought you meant you realized after that it was your shit. I'm like, girl, how drunk were you?
Like, I realized, oh, I was shitting.
I realized the bad smell was me. No, I just loved the vibe and like the energy. I really freaking liked it a lot. Like I didn't expect it.
I liked it.
And I love music. I really, really, really love music. I fell madly in love with it and I want to go back so bad. Oh my God, you know what I did not enjoy? And it's probably because it was a random ass Tuesday night and it's not exactly on the strip, but it's like off to the side. But like Coyote Ugly, I was so excited for it.
Oh my God, I went into there too.
It's a dungeon. It's terrifying.
It's empty. It's cold. It's sad.
Empty.
Clammy. Empty. God bless. It's awful.
Empty, clam. It's not at all like the vibe in the movie. Not even a little bit.
And they try to do it so like the girls will get up and like dance on the bar and like sing and do their thing, whatever. But it's just, it's not giving, unfortunately.
Oh my God. I was so incredibly
skedaddled out of there so quick.
Me too. No, like me and Annie walked in there. We're like, Coyote Ugly. And then like we walked in and we heard crickets and we're like, oh, okay. I mean, I don't know, whatever. There was like one girl dancing on the bar. And then we sit down and we're about to order a drink and we look at each other and we're like, we hate this vibe. Why are we even here just to trying to chase a movie that's like not even like whatever. Oh, so we just got there up and go. Left. Oh, we got God. Up and left. We're like,
I'm sure they're used to it. Let's go to Posties. Don't even worry about it. Did you go to Taco Bell Cantina? That's right across the street from Coyote Ugly.
Oh my God. Yes. The Taco Bell has a cute guitar on it.
No. Everything is so cute. They even have live music inside the fucking Taco Bell.
No, like I should have gone into the damn Taco Bell. Wait, that's right. The Taco Bell had drinks.
Yeah.
Right?
Spiked Baja Blast. Damn it.
Oh my God. I can't believe me and Annie missed a spiked Baja Blast. Well, that means we just have to go. We have to go again. Please meet me in Nashville. Oh my God.
I mean, literally, I could be there in 40 minutes.
Like, literally. Oh, I love it. I want to go back so bad.
I don't know about flying right now, mama. I literally have to fly next week for Disney and I'm like, oh, Like every day I log on my phone, something's going wrong with the plane.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of scared about this trip that we have planned because
why you have a bad feeling?
No, I don't have a bad feeling at all, but like a bunch of flights are getting canceled, so maybe you won't even be able to come.
Well, first of all, worst case scenario, if my flight gets canceled, which I have a theory it will not get canceled, because I'm flying out of Atlanta. It's the hub of Delta and I only fly Delta. Like literally all the fucking flights come out of Atlanta. Also, even if, worst case scenario, my flight gets canceled, it's like an 8 or 9 hour drive. I can literally just drive there.
Oh my God, that would be a nightmare, but okay.
It would. I mean, my brother and sister-in-law and their two kids are driving there from here.
Wait, they're driving to Disney?
On purpose, yeah.
Holy crap. I'm so excited for that trip.
Oh no, I am so excited. I just booked all my lightning lanes today. I checked into my hotel. I did the whole thing. I know everything that's going to happen. I have a whole schedule. I'm going to make a little itinerary and it's going to be great.
And then when we get back, I'm going to expose her travel agents.
Bro, she literally, I know these are all like automated like emails that she's sending me, but this last one that she sent me, she's like, save my cell phone number in case you need anything. I'm like,
I will not be saving your cell phone number.
I literally was like, I would rather call Stephanie if something goes wrong than her.
Literally. Which by the way, Stephanie texts me. She's like, hey, did you mention Parker Way Travel on the podcast? Because I got a few followers. I'm like, oh my God, we actually did. So thank you guys for following Stephanie. She is literally the best travel agent ever. So you're in great hands if you ever want.
Literally, there is not a better, more attentive travel agent. And I'm so pissed that I didn't book fucking Disney with her. I am so forever mad. But go give her a follow. You know, you never know. And then you're going to go on vacation and you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm so stressed. Don't worry, Stephanie will handle it. And she won't scam you.
Yeah, no, she will never scam you.
Never. She has such a good heart of gold.
She's an angel. And honestly, she doesn't just do it for Disney stuff. She's a travel agent like for everything. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah,
literally. Check her out.
She posted that like tour of the new Disney cruise. And oh my God.
Oh, it looks, she told me it was insane. Epic. Wait, Jesse, should we go?
I'm a little traumatized from cruises. I must admit.
Yes. Wow. And that's actually big and bold coming from you.
I know. I used to be the cruiser. Like I thought cruises were like the biggest luxury, most amazing vacation. Why would you want to do anything else? And now I look at it as you're trapped in a vessel with no police, nothing to help you. If you have any sort of emergency, nobody can save you.
Wow, finally. Like, bro, me and Jesse, and I have pictures and like whatever, I was taking green tea shots at Carnival Cruise Line, God bless. But
right.
Jesse was like a cruise connoisseur, like the cruise girl. And I've always been terrified of them. And granted, I'm terrified of many, many, many things. But like, imagine you're literally just trapped in a big body of water. Like, that's it. Like, there's so many things that could go wrong. It's crazy.
So fucking many. But I may be willing to risk that on a Disney cruise.
For a Disney, I agree. If I'm going to do, I will never do cruises again. I will let you know. Even if you beg and plead, I will not go on a cruise. However, if it is a Disney cruise, I might consider it.
That is literally exactly how I feel. So I feel like if we can both get to a place that we're like, you know what, we should totally fucking do it. And like we save up for it because it is wowza. So expensive. Oh,
no, I'm not going to lie. This new boat, literally, Stephanie was sending me videos of it. It looks like a 9-star luxury hotel like in Dubai. It's insane.
I know.
And yeah, it's an arm and a leg, like your whole
literally.
Life.
Literally. So we, you know, it's in the future. But I do think that I would do a Disney cruise only because there'd be so much stuff for my kids to do that I would hope that they wouldn't hate their fucking life.
No, they'd love it.
And also, I just feel like Disney in general is like so much more accommodating when it comes to like Noah. Dude, I felt like super kind of helpless with Noah on the last Royal Caribbean cruise that we went on. Like, he didn't really like it. There was like two things for him to do and he was over and he kept asking us to go home and go home and go home. And he didn't mean the cabin, bitch. He meant home. And I was like, we are in the middle of the sea. Like, this is really unfortunate. The cabin. Like, it was bad.
No, but he would love the Disney because you like eat with the characters. There's so much for them to do.
I'm interested to see how he does in Disney because like I've been telling him like for the past few days, I'm like, you want to go to Disney? Mm-hmm. He's like, yes. Like, I super want to go to Disney. And he loves Toy Story and stuff. So I want to see how he does there. And if he really likes the characters and stuff, I think it could be plausible. I think that we can make it happen.
Yeah. Oh my God. That would be so much fun.
I would just need like a suite. And that's like literally so much money.
It's okay. We could share it. Like, I would just like be in the suite as well.
Not you making even less room in our suite because you're gonna be
It'll be cheaper. It'll be cheaper.
It's like you tagging along to Paris, just hiding in our suitcase.
Literally, like, you know what song? It's me and you and our friend Steve. That's you. I'm Steve. I'm literally Steve. Single problems. I forgot to tell you, dude, when we were on our flight back from the Rare Impact Fund, like the Selena Gomez thing, I wanted to talk about it on the last episode. Guys, I fully witnessed a catastrophic breakup behind me.
No.
The couple right behind us. Yikes. Me and Michelle were looking at each other like, holy shit, whatever. And we found, he's a podcaster. I found him online.
No.
Yes, I found him online. He's like this older guy that does like, I guess like financial podcasts or whatever. Michelle found him. His voice is very, very like, you know what I mean? Like, what is that word? Distinct?
Yeah, distinct. You
know, yeah. So like, you know, his voice from a mile away. And she had sent me a TikTok. She's like, is this the guy behind us? And I'm like, holy shit, it is. Oh, and he's posted videos of like with his girlfriend and like, you see it. But I shit you not, guys. She literally verbatim told him, listen, you and I both know this relationship has been dead for a really long time.
Oh my like God.
Like, yeah, she was being
so. I just
so
know you were sitting in your chair. You were like,
no, me and Michelle were both like this. And then we were like, and then I'm like, what did she say? I'm texting her like, she said this. Like, what the fuck? Like,
oh my God.
It was insane. She was so cutthroat, like really like, dude, I don't want to be with you anymore. Like, please leave me alone. I don't want to be with you. Like, I hate you. And he started crying God. And everything. He started crying. Oh, yes, he started crying. It was crazy.
I mean, God bless. But she probably, if I had to guess, has been emotionally dying inside for a while.
Honestly,
and then finally it was done.
I think so.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think so, because the way that he didn't accept it and just like kept on. And like, don't get me wrong. Like, I get it. Like, especially when someone like breaks up with you and it's like, you don't want to accept it. It's very, very hard. And you're like, but why? But I don't understand. You know, like, I totally understand that. But dude, you can just tell that was the situation. And then at the end, okay, before our flight, it was a 5-hour flight. At the end, he was like, I'm planning this trip. Do you want to come? And blah, blah. She's like, you know that I cannot commit to a trip with you. Like, I can be there as your friend. I could be. It was crazy.
My God, she has to like gentle parent him. Like, why didn't he get it?
Oh, no, she fully gentle parented him. She's like, I could be there for you as a friend, but not in any other capacity. And it was just wild. It was wild.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to send me his page. I'm going to need to check him out. Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
How scandalous. Were you in first class?
I was. Yeah, they put us in first class. That's why we were like, he was like some lawyer guy or whatever. I don't know.
Literally breaking up loudly in first class is very tacky, I must say.
I mean, I think that like, because when we first sat down, she was being kind of like mean to him. Like he would ask her a question. She's like, I'm doing something. Can you please like, I'm doing something. Shut up. Like being kind of whatever.
I'm telling you, she was over it.
No. Until she finally just blew up. She's like, oh my God, you know what? Me and you, you know, our relationship has been dead for a really long time. And I was like, uh-oh. I'm like, shit's about to get crazy.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That sucks, honestly. That's horrific.
Well, that's like podcastception. A podcast host breaks up with his girlfriend, and now we're talking about it on our podcast.
Wow. Yeah. They break up in front of a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Watch. Somebody's going to find who it is. Like, watch.
I don't think so. How would you know?
Older podcast guy in finance who has a girlfriend.
That. Okay. Half of these freaking podcaster guys. That's like true. Red pill freaks.
That's true. Like, come on. That's true. A lot of men do own sure mics.
Did you see, Jesse, that Daddy Yankee is back? I wanted to tell you about this. You guys, all of you guys in the comment section, when I was saying that I really, really hoped that Bad Bunny brought out Daddy Yankee at the concert, you're like, girl, he turned to Jesus. He doesn't rap anymore.
Doesn't rap like, anymore. He said, brah.
What? He literally said, brah. I felt like I was back in 2006. I was like, damn, Daddy.
And let me tell you something. He looks so good.
He looks incredible.
Like, what is he being preserved in?
But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was crazy that I just witnessed a such an insane breakup on the plane.
I mean,
and I was being very chismosa.
Yeah, no, I would be 100%.
I mean, it was right behind me.
There's something about planes, like it's so much noise, but then like you also just hear everyone. Like I feel like if somebody's talking in front of me, it's crazy. Yeah.
She had to speak really loudly to him because the plane is so loud, but then that means we, you know, we all heard it.
Oh my God. Do you know what that reminds me of? There was one time. Oh my God. This is actually embarrassing, but it's pretty funny. What? One time we were living in Pomona. And do you remember my house was three stories? Like it was like a townhouse, but it was three stories. So like upstairs was our bedrooms. So Noah's room was upstairs and Nassim was putting him to bed. And I was in the middle floor, which was my kitchen floor. And I was blending something, like I was making dinner or something. And because the blender was so loud, I just started like singing, but like I couldn't hear myself, obviously, because whatever. I don't know how sound works, but apparently Nassim could like barely hear the blender and like only hear me singing type of thing.
No way.
He literally came downstairs like, what are you doing? I'm trying to put Noah to sleep. I'm like, how did you hear that? Like, I literally couldn't hear myself over the blender. I was like, oh, whoa, whoa. And literally was so embarrassed because I didn't want him to hear that.
Oh my gosh, something in my eye. But isn't that crazy?
No, yeah, I think that's the same thing with a plane. Like, you're hearing the loud sounds of the plane, but then, like, you're overcompensating with your voice, and then other people only hear your voice depending on where they're sitting. Is there a sound expert in the comments? Can you let us know?
Yes. Is there a sound expert in the comments? Just like there was a sweat expert in the comments last time. You saw?
A what?
Everybody says you're just allergic to sweat.
Oh my God, yes. There was so many people who were like, I literally got checked. And like, yeah, it kind of is kind of an allergy to sweat.
Yeah, like you get itchy because you just get like sweaty everywhere and you get itchy. That really sucks, honestly.
I don't think it's that. And can I say why? I really don't think it's that because I sweat a lot and I don't get itchy when I'm not running. Like I'm a sweaty girl. No,
but like, do you sweat like on your like the bitch behind your knees?
Yeah. Oh, do I ever?
I do. Like on a random.
Like I don't have like a hyperhidrosis, but like every booth that I go on when I'm wearing shorts gets left a little present and it's my butt sweat.
Okay. And it doesn't make you itchy.
Doesn't make me itchy. Just sweaty.
Maybe it's. Oh, I know what it is. It's like the sweat mixed with the wind.
And
you know?
Heat, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the friction and like, you
yeah,
know.
Exactly. But the point that, is I can't run. I just can't do it. And you see, I wasn't lying.
No, I honestly, I fully believe you. I fully believe you. After you didn't believe comments, me. I'm like, before. Man, she, I did not. I was like, she definitely has a condition now that I'm reading everybody.
Thank you, you so know? Much. I appreciate yeah. it. Yeah. Feel validated.
You, know, you should probably not run ever. Do you get itchy if you power walk?
Oh, that's a good question. I would think that that would, you know, produce an itch. I do think so.
You think?
I'm not sure 100%, but I do think so. Oh my God. I just thought about it because I'm getting so many deliveries in. Do you know that I ordered? Is this cheesy? I literally ordered all my Disney clothes and my family's Disney clothes.
No, that's not cheesy. That's the point.
It's not like shirts that say like, or Disney vacation. Like, it's not like that. But like, we have themes.
It does it say mom? Dad.
No, no. You know that Mina seemed to do that one time for Noah's first birthday.
With the Disney font, mom.
It was a hat, but yes, it did have that. It did.
I'm not even gonna lie. I did that too. Look, I'm gonna insert this picture here. We're all wearing matching shirts and the shirts have Disney font.
Exactly. You know, it's the spirit of Disney. What can you do?
It is.
I did themes. The first day that we get there is gonna be my Toy Story theme day.
Love it.
And then the second day is going to be Rapunzel themed, but in a very unfortunate turn of events, we don't know if we could get Amelie into Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique because it's like cutthroat out here. And to get a reservation, you got to sell your pussy
on the street. If you do not get Ademi in Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, I am going to be so, I'm going to beat up your travel agent.
Literally, you and me both, sister. Like, we're going to show up to her house.
We'll jump her. We're gonna jump her.
She's like a very highly coveted appointments. And like, I get it. It's like, yeah. But like, I told you literally 5 months ago
months
that I wanted this
ago.
Appointment.
No, I'm sorry. No.
I just don't know like how quick people would have been on. I mean, I know people take, you know, Disney very seriously and they're on it with their, you know, reservations and stuff. It's really honestly a little bit intense.
Oh, yeah.
But regardless, even if she doesn't get into it, I have a plan. And my plan is to bring a dress that she's never seen before. So I had her pick it online. And it's Ariel, though. She wants to be fucking Ariel. And I'm like, bitch, it's Rapunzel day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, all
is
of us
Ariel
have
her favorite
clothes.
Princess?
I guess it is, but like she also likes Rapunzel. Like she doesn't have like one princess that she really likes. So I was like, let's do Rapunzel. Like she'll look so cute dressed as Rapunzel. No, she refused. I showed her so many Rapunzel dresses. She said, I want Ariel. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I guess you're all changing the theme to Ariel.
No,
huh?
And we're not because those shirts were very expensive. Very expensive. And it's harder to get things that everybody likes from Ariel because like actually Noah would like a flounder or like the Sebastian shirt.
That's
for sure.
Cute. Oh, that would
but
be
we
cute,
already did like,
you know,
he
what?
Has a Pascal already- shirt, which is also so cute. Pascal from Tangled. And then
Pedro
Pascal.
What?
No.
Pedro Pascal?
No, just Pascal. Saying. Oh, like, have you never seen Tangled?
I saw it like once a million years ago. Like,
that's
when
one
I was
of my favorite
school.
Animated movies ever. I love
it. It was very good, I will say. Like, the love story was my favorite. It was so
oh
good.
My God, it's literally but amazing. The music is amazing.
Pascal.
Pascal is her little, like, iguana lizard gecko thing.
Oh, that's his name. Okay.
That's her sidekick. And so Noah him. Does love him. So Noah has a little Pascal shirt. And then Nassim has the Snuggly Duckling, like, brewery shirt or brewing shirt. It's cute. The bar that they all sing, I had it, or I have a dream. And literally, Kathleen didn't know what it was.
No, I'm like, the Snuggly Duckling? What is that?
It's the first fucking place she goes to where it's, like, the Snuggly Duckling. So he's like, oh, we can go there. Like, what a great place. And then when you go in, it's like a bunch of like big people with like two teeth that are like, she's scared they're going to kill her.
Oh my God, I do not remember that. Not even a little bit.
That's literally insane. But anyway, so we had our
the
whole
main
thing
guy
planned.
Is Finn Rider, right? I know him.
Finn Rider. Exactly right.
Oh, Flynn.
No, you said okay. Finn.
I did.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to get her into Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. I feel it.
I also feel it. I definitely also feel it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're going to be Rapunzel themed and then Ariel. And then we're gonna, on the next day, be like classic Disney characters. So like Nassim has like a Donald Duck shirt, and then on the back, he has like all the characters. I'm Minnie and Daisy. Amelie has Minnie.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. That's, and then Noah's is not like necessarily like a classic one. It's Crush from Nemo. But anyway, like we're all just like little Disney characters. And just,
I literally love that.
Yeah.
That is so cute. That's my favorite theme so far.
I got my Guardians of the Galaxy Lightning Pass. So I'm very excited about that. Excited.
I am so pissed that I will not be there with you, because you guys know I have to drive back down early for my race.
Marathon.
It's a 10K. But anyway, I'm not going to be going to Epcot the day that Jesse's going to Epcot. And I'm so sad about that, because I wanted you to experience, I would say it. Okay. Hagrid, Velocicoaster, and Guardians of the Galaxy are the top three best rides of all time.
Well, you've experienced 2 out of 3 with me, so that's a pretty good number.
Yeah. Okay.
And I will report back immediately on my thoughts.
No, like I need you to report back. Tell me how you felt. And also the song that they give you is very important.
What do you mean the song that they give you?
Everybody has a different song when they ride the ride.
Oh, I didn't know that. How many songs do they have?
And it honestly fully affects the vibe. Like my favorite song on that ride is Everybody Wants to. Okay. It's such a vibe.
You're gonna be mad at me, but I did fully look at the ride walkthrough on YouTube. I had to do it because I needed to know if Noah would be able to go on it or not. And absolutely.
Oh, and what do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. He will literally freak the fuck out.
Bro, I told you that Janine took Raiden and he got off of, he was like 5 at the, or 6. He got off of that traumatized.
Yeah, no, I can't.
And he loves Guardians of the Galaxy. He loves it. But I know he was not feeling that.
And then also like autistic people just like experience things on such a higher level, like sensory wise, like they just like really like everything to them, I'm convinced, is like a million times more colorful, a million times more whatever. And I'm like, it's already like a lot.
So, no. You put them on there. It might kill Noah.
Literally. I can't do it.
Maybe not. Maybe not. So what are they going to do? Is your mom going to like hold him downstairs, like, or stay with him downstairs? I mean, while you and Nassim go up and do that?
I don't fully think my mom's gonna ride this anyway, to be honest.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, I don't know if your mom would
my
be
mom's
down
got
either.
The vertigo and all that shit. So my dad's definitely not. So my dad can be with the kids too.
Oh, perfect. Oh my god, we put Stephanie's dad on that ride and he was also traumatized.
If I brought my dad, all he literally screamed at us bloody murder for having him ride the mummy at the Universal, which is like,
oh my god,
not that at all.
No, not at all. And let me tell you, Guardians of the Galaxy is not. Like, the mummy's more intense.
I don't believe that.
No, watch. You'll see. The mummy's more intense. The thing with Guardians of the Galaxy is just, like, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, it's super, super intense. Like, what you're, like, going around Earth and the moon. And, like, it's, you do spin a bit. Like, you don't spin in the mummy. But you are not going as fast as you are in the mummy. Like, it's, it has its dips and its moments. I don't know. It was just,
you know what?
Let
me not take your word for the speed of rides, because after what you did on Velocicoaster, I'm just gonna assume every ride is very fast.
But I told you Velocicoaster was the fastest ride I've ever been on. It was just aerodynamic and smooth.
No, you told me it did not take off fast.
No. Oh, no, I didn't. I said I didn't know if it took off fast, which it does. Well, now you very know. Much.
Yeah, there you go.
Very much. But no, I think you're actually going to enjoy that as much as you enjoyed Hagrid's. I really do. Maybe even more.
I loved Hagrid's. I really.
Oh, you're going to love Guardians. It is going to be hard to beat, especially if you have like a wax song, maybe. Like, I remember I got on there once and it was like, do the conga. No, and I like that song. Don't get me wrong. But now when I'm flying through space, I don't want to listen to conga when I'm flying.
Not them trying to be like, what was it? Rip Ride Rocket in Universal. Why are they changing the song?
Yeah, well, it's because, you know, like Guardians of the Galaxy, like it's their soundtrack, like the songs from the movie and stuff. A few of them are the songs that they use on the ride.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I've never seen the movie.
Not a big fan of conga, but to be honest. You're a Marvel hater.
Right. Because of Stanley, of course.
Right, Stanley. But oh my God. Okay, the beginning of the ride is going to be a little bit confusing to you, but honestly, it really just is Space Mountain on crack.
That's what it looked like when I saw the walkthrough.
Which Space Mountain is glorious.
Is it?
I mean, not in 2025.
Have you ever been inside a Space Mountain when the lights are on?
It looks never. Ridiculous. And I never want to. I never want to be.
The illusion is dropped immediately. You're like, what the fuck is this? It just looks like shit.
I am not interested in having the illusion dropped. I love being through space. But anyway, I'm very excited to be in Disney with you. Me and too. I'm sure we're going to have a great time.
I'm sure we will.
Time. Even if I'm there for a fart, we're going to have a great time because we're going to go to Cantina, the Olga's Bar in Star Wars, and we're going to have a Ronto wrap, and it's just going to be a glorious time.
Yeah, you know, Kathleen really has her hyperfixations on certain items at certain places, so I am excited to
try
that out.
Oh my God, you're going
to
love.
Here we go. That's the newest thing. I'm excited.
The Ronto wrap. Guys, this is the best thing. If you ever go to Disney and you go to Hollywood Studios, go to Cantina, the Cantina Bar, okay? Order 2 jet juices. They're this big. They're very tiny, but they're very powerful, very strong. So all you need is 2. Then when you leave there, mind you, that is the best drink you will have in the entire Disney. Oh, I can't wait for you to try that. Oh my God, especially you that you like a little kick. Oh my God, you're gonna love it. Mm. And then when you're done, you walk on over across the street and you get yourself a Ronto wrap, which is delicious when you're like a little bit.
Love that.
Amazing combo. Mm, so good. Oh my God. Speaking of like delicious food, you live in Georgia, but have you been, I doubt it, to Sunny's Steakhouse here in Miami? It's kind of new.
No. Sunny's, the new restaurant in Miami that I don't live in? No, I haven't. I haven't been there.
No, okay. Next time you're here, I'm not kidding, Jesse. Me and you are going to Sunny's Steakhouse because it is the best meal I've ever had in Miami. And you're that's super hard you to please fucking... In Miami!
That's literally what you said about Mastro's, and it was so mid.
No, I never said that. I said Mastro's was my favorite steakhouse.
No. I wish I could find some sort of recording or something. You said Mastro's was the best meal you've ever had. You said that.
Okay, but that was until I tried Sunny's Steakhouse. It shits on Mastro's. It shits on it. I swear to you.
It's not that hard to shit on it.
No. Oh my God, stop. Mashed potatoes at Mastro's is so good. No, but you are going to lose your mind. So next, we have to plan it. Next time you're here, before you move down here officially, you know, according to your psychic, I'm going to take you to Sunny's and it's going to be so good. You're going to love it.
I simply cannot ever move to Miami. I feel like I've said this so many times, but I simply can't. One of the many reasons being that I own my fucking house here in Georgia and my mortgage, like,
oh fine
bro, I could never have this house in Miami for this mortgage.
No, never.
Like, it would be never. So ridiculous, and I just can't justify that because I don't have to like go to an office to work. I work from home, so I should not be living somewhere that's so expensive.
I will say you were a lot more open to the idea on the last episode.
Well, now I'm closed. It was fresh. The psychic had just told me.
Damn it. I need to get more psychics in your life. I need to really like take you to a psychic every time you're here. But anyway, guys, that's it. Shall we lights, camera, smiles?
Yes, with our brand new lights, camera, smiles little logo thing because Natalia literally despised my last one. Which, I mean, I get it. It was
guys,
ugly, but I tried
Natalia fully bullied Jesse over the last Lights, Camera, Smiles logo. But look at this one. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
I mean, so beautiful.
Oh my. No, I'm actually obsessed.
Always lasts like so much shorter. And then you're just singing at the end by yourself.
Yeah, no, I've decided that I'm just going to do the intro music whenever we pull it up. Like, I'm going to do it because I hate the song that you pick. So, you can't even hear it. You can't even hear it.
Well, I can put the volume up. How about that?
Yeah, let's please put the volume up.
My God.
I have a great Lights, Camera, Smiles.
I do too. Oh, I saw it last night and I said, that's going to be my Lights, Camera, Smiles.
Okay, show me.
Have you ever seen Harry Potter before the visual effects?
I literally saw that TikTok this morning and I was like, oh my God, this is kind of embarrassing me a little bit.
It was so embarrassing.
Give me 5.
The sounds of their shoes.
Bro, it's so... I could not be an actor.
No, I can't.
It just feels so silly.
Look at this. They look insane. Not the green screen guy. What the
fuck? No, I love it. I love it. This is so embarrassing, guys.
Oh my God. I was cracking up. And also the comments were like, literally being an actor is so embarrassing.
No, it's so embarrassing.
Even just like non-CGI movies, just like being an actor and having so many people behind the camera and the set only being like half a room.
I could never.
It just feels so bad. I can't. But God
imagine like having to be like, hold on tight, spider monkey. I can't. I can't do that.
Oh, no. But he literally wanted to die when he did that. So
yeah, that was a great Lights, Camera, Smiles. It made me laugh this morning too. It was really good. It was good. I was like, wow, this is que pena, Dios mío.
Literally.
Okay. So my Lights, Camera, Smiles is a little bit longer, but I'm only going to show you like the section that I find to be hilarious. Okay. It's like a YouTube video with 2 people, but I just want to show you this one specific person because I stumbled across this a few weeks ago. Actually, Jesse was the one who told me about it. And then it like opened up something in my mind that I forgot was there.
What?
And it just brought back the memories. I had completely forgotten about this video. And Jesse was the one who told me about it the other day. And I was like, just flabbergasted over what I was witnessing.
I have not even a clue of what you're going to show. Oh, why would you do this?
Guys, Jesse brought this out. Spoiler alert. I'm about to show you a video of Jesse. My favorite Lights, Camera, Smiles are the ones that involve Jesse, I will say. It's like my new favorite thing. Guys, do you remember when freaking epic rap battles were a thing years and years and years and years and
they're
years
still
ago.
A thing.
Jesse?
Have some respect.
No, they're not.
Okay. They bless. Are. They're on tour.
You're lying to me.
No, literally, like, they are on tour right now.
Oh, my God. Well, Jesse did like this rap shows. Battle. It was Joan of Arc versus Miley Cyrus. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I mean, it does have, like, 90 million views, which is insane. But she was Joan of Arc, and when I tell True. You that, like, this is the most glorious video, you have to show them. Like, I need the people to see Joan of Arc rapping.
You're bullying me, and I don't like it.
I'm not. I think it's so fantastic. Fantabulous, dare I say.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, fine.
Lord, forgive me for the words I speak. I know the voices of the angels tell me turn the other cheek. But I'm about to rip Hannah Montana's tongue out through her teeth. Je suis la fiancée. Call me Katniss Everdeen.
That's my favorite part. Oh my God, that was so good.
Fiancée. I'm that girl on fire.
No, and then like the Katniss Everdeen line, like, wow, that was fantastic.
You know what, I appreciate that.
It was so good. That was so good, guys. Like you guys really should go and check out this full video, and I promise it's gonna make you smile. I promise.
Honestly, you know, it was a 13-hour shoot. The sword that I had in my suit was real, and it was so fucking heavy. The chain link like dress thing that I wore, not the head part, like there was like a dress, had previously been worn on like America's Next Top Model, and they rented it for the shoot, and my big fat ass broke it.
No, I don't believe you.
I broke the chains, my big booty behind. Literally did. Yeah, it did.
Oh my God, they had little small booties back in the Joan of Arc days.
I guess they did, but like literally, you know? I felt awful. I was like, so you rented this? Any chance we could fix it? Because it was literally like hanging by the time I was done. But it was so long, oh, and I was sitting and standing up, and I have a booty, and
honestly,
what do you want me to do?
It's the least you could do after they didn't pay you for 12 hours.
No, God bless. That's like the come
oh,
on.
I'm sorry.
I love Lloyd and Peter. I do.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't know you like knew these people. I apologize. It was great. I'm sure it was a great 12-hour shoot. I love that.
No, it's more like it was like an honor to do it type of thing. Like nobody, like Jenna's Jenna Marbles, and she didn't get paid. Like nobody got paid for that.
No, you're right. That truly at that time, it really would have been an honor.
You keep shading them. They're still slaying.
There's no way.
No, it was
that
an honor
was so
to like
popular
be asked,
back then.
Honestly. And like they were like, they really, really work on it so closely. They write the raps, they do the demos, and then like
you're
they
right.
send the demos to you, and they were with you while you're recording it. And it's like very, very close knit.
They made sure that you killed it and that you beat Miley Cyrus. So you know what? It's okay. That
oh my
you
God, that's not what they did.
No, they did, because your rap was way better. God bless.
It was. Miley's was a horrible. I mean, Michelle Glavin.
All the comments.
Great job.
Literally all. Who is that?
The girl who played Michelle. I mean, the girl who played Miley.
Wait, does she cook?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, all the comments in that YouTube video were like, damn, Joan of Arc killed it. Stomped on Miley Cyrus. So
that's so crazy, because the day it came out, I remember seeing the opposite. It was like a bunch of people being like, wow, Joan fucking sucks. And I literally wanted to jump into traffic. Like, I
no,
really
well
did.
That's
so
not what the comment section says. Mm-mm.
No more, you know, no longer. Like, I think the popular vote was that Joan won, and I'm very grateful for that, because I didn't do a French accent and I was very insecure. They tried to get me to do a French accent and I couldn't. Like, I could do it to say the French word or the French little sentence, but I could not rap in a French accent. It's very hard to do.
Of course not. That is extremely hard.
Forgive me for, like, I can't, you know what I mean? It would have been very
difficult. That would have been a nightmare. God bless.
So they let go of that very quickly. They were like, okay, it's fine. You could just do it in your regular voice. And I knew people were going to flame me for that. No pun intended.
Really?
And,
did they?
They did. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well,
I mean,
anyway,
Joan of Arc was French. So, you know, every time they do like a foreign person, like they've done like Albert Einstein or like whatever, and they always have an accent.
Oh, damn.
You see?
I'm sorry about that. You think I failed?
You think I flopped?
No. You did. Are you kidding me? You creamed that Miley Cyrus. You like stomped all over her. It was great. You're les enfants sont assis la fa. That was so good. That was so French.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You remember that? What does that mean?
I'm the girl on fire. I literally said that.
Oh, sorry. I forgot already.
Call me Katniss Everdeen right after.
No. And the fact that you, like, on your Vine days were compared to Katniss Everdeen all the time, or like Jennifer Lawrence, it was just a beautiful rap. Honestly, they killed
it.
They did a good job.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
I just wanted to, you know, bring that up on Lights, Camera, Smiles, because nothing made me smile more that night than watching that video.
Not even the fire dancer?
It was like I was watching the video while the fire was going on. It was like a really powerful, glorious moment. Like, you're the girl on fire. There was fire. It was just so
good. Right.
Well,
anyway,
so guys, check it out.
Yeah. It needs more views. Check it out.
It does. It does. It only has 90 million. So go check it out.
Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you. But that is all we've got. So we're going to be heading on out. But as always,
that's right,
we will see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK.
Bye.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.